USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has arrived in England for a three-day state visit, during which he'll meet with the Queen as well as the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. Back here at home, Republican Senator John Kennedy says if Democrats want to impeach President Trump, they'll have to go to Amazon and buy a spine.
My advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home.
Kennedy was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he is not going to make a run for the presidency in 2020. Tweeting on Saturday, he plans to work hard for the people of Maryland during his second term as governor. Additionally, the Republican says he will be developing his An America United nonprofit group, which he says will have a mission of putting an end to divisive politics. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Joe Manchin, one of three Democrats to vote to confirm Attorney General Bill Barr, now says he is concerned by the AG's recent actions.
He basically takes the position that he's more the lawyer from the executive point of view and not from the people's point of view. I would have made a mistake.
However, the West Virginia Democrat also told CBS's Face the Nation when it comes to calls for the impeachment of President Trump, without Republican support, Manchin says, quote, why waste our time? The bishop of the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, following up on a declaration that Catholics should not support or attend LGBTQ Pride Month events going on during this month. After his initial tweet on Saturday, Bishop Thomas Tobin followed up yesterday by saying he regrets his comments, which turned out to be so controversial and offensive to some. He said the Catholic Church has respect and love for members of the gay community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China is blaming the U.S. for the trade war in an official government report released on Sunday. It accuses the U.S. of being an untrustworthy negotiator when it comes to trade and makes clear that Beijing won't continue to talk under such conditions. China effectively backing out of all negotiations amid the rising trade tensions, which include more tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods and the blacklisting of a telecom giant. A top Chinese trade official saying that the problem with dealing with the U.S. is that, quote, when you give them an inch, they want a yard. The impact of the trade war with China and now with Mexico on the economy, one of the factors leading to another drop in the price of gasoline in the past week. Here's John Clemens with more.
The other factor is a decrease in the price of oil that is down almost $5 from last week to $52.67 a barrel. That compares to $66 back in April. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest figures.
The national average gallon of gasoline in the U.S. has shed another 2 cents per gallon. The nation's average now $2.81 per gallon. We now stand about 14 cents lower than where we were last year on this date.
And in the NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors beat the Toronto Raptors on Sunday in Toronto, so the seven-game series is tied at one win apiece. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.